Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
David Cobb is a college basketball and college football writer at CBS Sports. Also a role player here at 92.9 ESPN. Monday, Wednesday, Friday with me. Thursday with Jeffrey Wright and company. On X, David W. Cobb. David, how we doing, brother?
Hey, man, doing good. Finally dusting off the cobwebs a little bit from paternity leave. So I got a couple stories dropping this week. And I got Athlon and Lindy's out of the mailbox.
Nice.
So,
shout out.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel like a real sports writer.
You're still
again.
Getting that new that fresh magazine smell, right?
Well,
you said you like going to the bookstore for that fresh smell. Is not the same getting them in the mail?
So I just smelled Lindy's. Lindy's smells pretty good. Hold on one second. Athlon is like a weird texture this year. It doesn't have like the same.
Wait,
did you just take
a second to get the sniff and the feel test for me?
Yeah.
You're going the extra mile, brother. Gotta love it.
Well, let me tell you. I'll tell you this. I haven't read the content of the magazines yet, but if you're into the texture and the smell, go with Lindy's. Lindy's feels and smells like a real college football preview magazine should. Now, I don't know about the content. I mean, Athlon might have better predictions if that's what you're into. But if you're like me and you just really want to like touch it and smell it, then go with Lindy's.
So you got back from paternity leave, and here's the house settlement coming through. Let me ask you this just before we get into it. And this is outside of the framework of the actual discussion I want to talk about. But it's so hard to have a conversation about this house settlement without it getting convoluted, isn't it? Like, it's so impossible because there's so many different things that go into this house settlement that need to be discussed and are going to change. It's hard to get to all of them in one segment in particular.
Well, underline it like this, which I'm sure you already have, but just in case, you know, somebody's tuning in out there and they're like, what even is this? You know, this was the long-awaited resolution of a lawsuit that was actually brought by a former college swimmer, ironically. Right. It wasn't even like it was a football player, a men's basketball player, but it's been the one that is for the longest time now been, you know, we've been building towards because the terms of this settlement were more or less going to dictate on a national level how player compensation works in college sports. And that's what's happened here. So now for the first time, because of this house settlement that happened on Friday night, schools are able to pay the athletes directly. And that's never been the case before.
And starting July 1st.
Not even during the NIL era has that ever been the case. And so that's the landmark sort of deal with it. But where it gets convoluted, Gabe, as you well know, is that anything above and beyond what the schools are allowed to pay will then be subject to scrutiny by a third-party clearinghouse. If you get an NIL deal of more than $600, that's going to be subject to scrutiny. So, I mean, come on, right? Like,
well,
how are we going to police that?
We'll see how that's going to play out. And I want to get more into that in a second. But, like, okay, I want you to put your feelings – of the house settlement into the simplest terms possible? How necessary do you think it is? But also, like, how much is going to change? Like, try to put it in the simplest terms possible. Your thoughts on where we're headed.
Well, so in the immediate, in the moment, you're starting to see already one thing that's popped today that I need to read a bit more on and sort of talk to some people about to fully understand is that we're seeing some athletic departments go in the direction of private equity funding. Because if, let's say, your athletic department budget is $100 million, now all of a sudden 20.5 is going to player compensation. That leaves with you with a 20% shortfall. You got to make that up somehow, unless you want to, and we're seeing this already, unless you're going to cut personnel in your athletic department. That's become a common thing. It's only going to increase. And then the other thing is, okay, without some infusion of cash or whatever, we're going to not only have to cut people, but we might have to cut sports. And that's my biggest concern, probably. I mean, I don't care how the players get paid. I don't care how much they make or don't make, honestly. Like, you know, they're going to be getting paid way more than they ever used to. Where it comes from at the end of the day, like, I don't care. But what would be a shame, what I would hate to see, what would bother me is if we start to lose non-revenue sports
right
to the holy altar of football. And that could very well be where this thing is headed if there's not some further resolution here, because what it ultimately comes down to is football is your moneymaker, and you got to put the money back into football to keep making the money. And so, it's not rocket science. It's always been that way. Football's always been the engine behind every athletic department that plays football. And so, that's where the money has got to go. And then, you know, what that could lead to is the downfall, the diminishment of your non-revenue sports, and maybe even the cutting of those non-revenue sports. And look, I mean, we all know, like, from the, like, Team USA Olympic success perspective, that's the reason why Team USA wins the gold medals that they do. It's because these athletes go and a lot of them play in a college sports system. And so, you know, we got to have some way of preserving that.
So when you talk about the necessity of it, this is the way I put it, and I want to just throw this off of you and see if you'd amend anything. This is how I tried to explain it to my listeners. This is necessary framework and a necessary reboot of the college athletic system, because the way we were operating the past 3 to 4 years, just not sustainable. So it creates an outline for potential equity going forward within the Power Four structure, in my opinion. But I also think it's clear at the same time, while it's necessary, it feels like without the private equity that you're talking about and an influx of money from private equity companies for schools that fall outside of that Power Four structure, feels like it's clearly the beginning of the end for schools and athletic departments falling outside of that structure to compete at the highest of levels, as they
enjoyed
for about 100 years. I mean, maybe less for certain schools, but for a long time, they've enjoyed competing at that level, and it feels like the beginning of the end for a lot of those schools.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it really depends, like, if finances are your ultimate definition. But honestly, like, the line between, you know, who's good enough to go to a program that can pay you $500,000 and who's not, that line is, you know, not always very clear. But what we're going to continue to see is guys, you know, go start their careers at a Sun Belt or a Conference USA school, ball out for a couple of years, making 10% of what they, you know, are then going to make when they transfer to an SEC school the following year. And that's where it's just going to continue to be really difficult. I still think that, like, the lower tier Division I schools are going to get talented players. It's just going to be so difficult for them to keep them. And that's the way it's been. So I don't necessarily know if House changes all that, but the harder you lean into paying your players, the more difficult it is. It's going to be for Sunbelt, CUSA, American, et cetera, like, to continue to fund a lot of sports and to continue to fund a fully functional, fully operational athletic department. I mean, they're going to have to get so creative, you know, your Ed Scotts of the world, even at Memphis, like, you know, going to have to get creative with your personnel, with your, you know, your sports, like, you know, it's just going to be really difficult if if you are committed to getting close or even in the neighborhood of that full $20.5 million in player right. compensation, which I would assume Memphis wants to get as close to that as they can, because they want to be competitive at the highest level in football and basketball. And to do that, I mean, when you don't have a $30 million annual TV payout, I mean, it's going to be so tough. Especially, you know, Memphis is in a unique position because they want to be competitive at more than just the Group of Five level, and they always have been, especially the last 10, 15 years in both sports. But the means to doing that are just not the same as they are at a Big Ten or an SEC school.
Yeah, so worth clearing up, which you sort of mentioned there, but I just want to put it simplest possible terms, because, again, this conversation can get convoluted at times. The $20.5 million is a cap. It is not a necessity. So you don't have to spend $20.5 million per year on your players, but you can spend as much or as little as possible. Now, in the AAC, we do have the American Athletic Conference, at least. They have put a minimum, right? They're the only conference as of now, right, that has put a minimum on these things. You have to spend $10 million in revenue sharing per every 3 years, according right. to Tim Pernetti, who came in last year for Mike Oresko.
Yeah, no, that's the only one that I'm aware of. I think that's smart. It ensures at least a baseline level of competitiveness among your schools. It shows the AAC is at least somewhat serious. But that's
even though that's not, I mean, $10 million in 3 years, come on. But I get it. In the AAC, he has an understanding that this is not going to be very very easy to sort of swallow for a UTSA or a Rice. They're just not going to be able to do that.
Yeah. No doubt. But, I mean, at the end of the day, like, I look at it kind of like, you know, we've always looked at being outside the power conference structure. It's always been more difficult. 15 years ago, it was more difficult to recruit at the Group of Five level because these power four schools, they had miniature golf courses and water slides and all the things they could impress you with. And, oh, your games are going to be on ESPN. And, sure. you know, so that gave them a leg up. And then the last 5 or 6 years, it's been, look at what our collective can pay you. Yeah. Oh, man, like, you know, look at the bag we can drop if you show up to one autograph session, right? Well, now it's, we're going to be cutting you a check directly from our university for X amount of dollars. And, you know, that's going to be hard to compete with. It's always been hard to compete, you know, for Memphis sure. and for the G5s. I mean, that's not changing. It's just from a financial perspective, like, they're feeling the squeeze more financially, I think, more so than competitively. I mean, the competitive squeeze has been there. Now it's the financial squeeze that you're really, really going
to
feel.
Now, is it the most difficult? Let's change more to most. Is it the most difficult it has ever been for a team like Memphis, for schools outside of the Power Four structure, in your opinion?
I don't know. Like, you kind of got to pick. I feel like what it's going to be in this era. And this is the interesting situation with Memphis. You don't want to pick between football and basketball. You got a good thing going in both programs for the most part. And I think some of these G5 programs are going to have to pick. What do we want to prioritize? What do we really want to be good at? What do we want our nationally competitive bell cow program to be? At Coastal Carolina right now, they're going to Omaha. Yep. It's college baseball for them, and they've had their moments in football for sure. Basketball's been a complete afterthought, though, at Coastal. Complete afterthought. They haven't been competitive in basketball in a long, long time. They had their moments in football under Jamie Chadwell, but baseball is the sport that they've chosen to be good at, and they're really good at it. And, you know, I just think there's – I think that's what it is. Like, it's a little bit of a sidestepping of your answer, but I think the G5s, by and large, are going to have to kind of pick, you know, what do we want to be nationally relevant in? You know, maybe you don't have to. Maybe for Memphis, it's we want to be the best of the Group of Five in both men's basketball and football. I think that's a legitimate aspiration. Like, I think that's attainable. But I don't think you can compete for the college football playoff and be a Sweet 16 team at Memphis right now in both those sports. I don't know that that's attainable. I think that might be a bridge too far.
I personally will take the words from you. I'm not going to put them into your mouth. I think it is the most difficult it ever has been. But again, we'll see what happens going forward. All right, now getting back to what you said off the top, there's going to be a new college sports commission headed up. The new CEO is going to be MLB executive Brian Seeley. And the punitive process that we've hated with the NCAA all along is going to be passed to them. Now, they are going to be looking into any money outside of the revenue sharing space, outside of the house NCAA revenue sharing space. So they're looking at NIL deals of over $600+. I am curious your thoughts on how this is actually going to be managed versus the theory behind how this is going to be managed. Any NIL deal over $600, I just have general questions about, okay, if you're offering a player on your roster $200,000 and you get it, you know, put it in front of this college sports commission, and it's, again, clearly over $600, $200,000, you find a name, image, and likeness deal, and you do it through, I don't know, Gossett, right? You do it through all of their various, you know, car dealerships. Will they be able to decide what's fair market value versus unfair market value? Will they be able to decide if the markup is too much and deny said NIL deal, or are we still waiting to see how that's going to work out? Because I have my doubts about collectives having no power in this new age, even though that's what the effort seems to be to a certain extent, or not no power, but less power.
Oh, well, what you said there, I think, is the key to all this. We've now built these third party nonprofit collectives over the last 5 years that are well staffed, that, you know, have a lot of people are employed by these things, and their sole jobs and their livelihoods have been soliciting donations, taking donations, and then funneling those donations to the athletes, and in some cases brokering the deals with the athletes. In particular, you think that's just going to go away overnight? No, I don't think so. So to me, what it comes down to is, does this college sports commission have any real teeth, any real ability to inflict punishment, and any real ability to compel NCAA schools to participate in this process? Because if not, the collectives are just going to continue funneling money to the athletes and say, hey, make us stop, you know?
Right.
And until that happens, you know, there's going to continue to be massive amounts of payments going to these athletes through these third party organizations until the College Sports Commission makes an example out of somebody, and until these schools say, yeah, like, we're all on board with this. And I know these commissioners met today and they put out a united force, but they're still talking about how the details on this are unclear. And like, they should have been clear 6 months ago when the judge first got the house case. Like, you know, we should have figured this out then instead of figuring it out now. I mean, that's just the problem with college sports. They're always so far behind on putting together a resolution. So with the Gossett example, yeah, I mean, who can really say what fair market value would be? I mean, I guess if it happens in Memphis that they pay an athlete $200,000, you know, you could say, well, have you ever paid a Memphis Grizzlies player $200,000, right? Like, I mean, that's kind of the cop.
Right.
Would a legitimate professional athlete, is there a precedent for a legitimate professional athlete with a similar number of Instagram followers getting the same deal? I mean, I don't know how you quantify. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, because, yeah. Again, I think that spending is at the, you know, a discretion of the person spending. So what do they view as fair market value? It's whatever they're spending, right? Like, I just have serious doubts about them being able to enforce that. I am all for name, image, and likeness deals being actually name, image, and likeness deals, because up until now, name, image, and likeness deals have been pay for play. We can say it how it is. Like, people making $1 million on an NIL deal, they're not going to do a bunch of advertisements to get that NIL deal. They're not showing up for autograph sessions. They're just getting that money. I'm all for the thought of it. It's just the enforcement of it seems so hard. It seems impossible to fully enforce that.
It's going to lead to loss. It's going to lead to more losses.
I agree. That's another thing.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that's kind of where this is headed, because the first time that the College Sports Commission tries to tell an athlete, no, this is not fair market value. You cannot accept this $200,000 and maintain your eligibility. The first time that happens, the state attorney general.
Right, we'll go and we'll say, well, is this a free market capitalistic society? If they want to pay me this, they should be able to pay me this, right? Like that's where the lawsuits will come in.
So, well, I mean, what needs to happen is collective bargaining. We're gonna eventually get to where the players are employees and they collectively bargain. We're probably still 10 or 15 years and 5 or 10 lawsuits away from getting there. but in the meantime, what I would love to see, and I think this is practical, and I think it would make college sports more enjoyable for everyone involved, maybe slightly less enjoyable for the players, but probably works to their benefit in the long run, would be contractual stipulations for player compensation. All right, here's your revenue sharing cut's going to be $250,000. There's going to be a legitimate NIL deal worth another $50,000. But the stipulations here are that you have to stay for at least 2 years. You can't get in the transfer portal until after your sophomore year if you want to make this money. If you try to get in after your freshman year, we're gonna recoup via this contract 85%, of the contract value or something like that. That's what we need to get to, and I think we can because we're actually starting to see that already. Where some players who are transferring, you're seeing the collectives and the schools go for the clawback in the contract where they're able to recoup. You know, it's not like you can just sign an agreement to work, make your money, and then leave before you've ever worked. You know, I mean, that's just not how employment works anywhere. That's what I hope. I hope this house settlement can kind of. I don't know that there's anything specific in the language of the settlement that like leads to that. But it's kind of like we're turning over this new page in college sports. And I would love for just like normal employment contracts, normal sports contracts to be more standard where, hey, if you're in the NBA and you sign a 4-year deal, you can't just up and decide after 2 seasons to become a free agent. Like you can demand a trade maybe your school will cut you loose because they don't like you either. But you can't just up and leave for no reason.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's a lot. Now, final thing on the house settlement before I let you roll. When it comes to roster limits, did we ever figure that all out? Cause I know that was the big holdup as to why this didn't get through as quickly as it should have with Judge Claudia Wilkin. Cause it was, they wanted a rollover of the walk-ons that are ultimately in there. So they wanted them grandfathered in and she wanted them to enjoy the rest of their time, however they decided to spend it. But did we come to a resolution there? Because I still think that's unclear. After all of the reports I've read, David, it's still unclear.
Something I read today made it sound like, yes, the existing walk-ons will be permitted to remain on the roster until the expiration of their eligibility. So, little old Billy from the CBHS who plays in the y'all call it, the Dung Bowl?
The Dookie Bowl. The Dung Bowl. That's something.
the Dookie Bowlers, I think, are going to get to hang around until their eligibility is out. And then it goes up to 105. So, like, I'm a firm believer in this, man. Like, I think some of these Power 5, Power 4 football coaches, like, they really embellish like the number of scholarship players that they need. I think a lot of them can get by just fine with 90, 95, 97, 98, whatever. And they're going to end up putting de facto walk-ons on scholarship.
Yeah.
What is probably going to be, honestly, Gabe, it's going to be like the wealthy donor's kid. The wealthy donor's kid is going to get, scholarships 101, 102, 103. I mean, honestly, that's probably where we're headed. So they're going to be like de facto walk-ons, but they're going to get put on scholarship if their dad or their uncle gives enough money.
That's high school sports. That sounds like high school sports, brother. You're giving playing time for the booster club. I don't know. I don't know if I like that, but I think I agree with you for the
most
part.
Watch. Just watch. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but again, like with the new College Sports Commission, how much are those wealthy donors going to mean to the NIL side of things? Because that's where a lot of this is, hanging in the balance. Like that's where a lot of that money is going to have to go, and how much are they going to be able to spend on the athletes? What's the College Sports Commission going to do to stop that, hinder that? Yet to be seen.
Yeah, well, the last thing I'll say is like, there's still a need for very rich people to donate to college athletics.
Right.
Because, like, yes, you get the TV revenue, you get the ticket sales from the common fan. Those are both – the common fans are basically providing that. They're watching the games. They're attending the games. So there's your TV revenue, your tickets. But the booster part of it, which has historically been about a third of the pie for an athletic department, like, that's not going anywhere. In fact, they're just going to be asking you to address the check to somebody different. For the last 5 years, it was like, hey, address the check to the collective. Now it's going to be, hey, address the check to the athletic department so we don't have to fire all of our mid-level staffers.
Yeah. Gosh, again, going back to what we started this conversation on, it's so hard to have this conversation without it becoming convoluted. But I thought we did a good job, David. Thought we laid out what we needed to lay out. But I'll let you roll, man, and we'll talk again on Wednesday.
Okay, heavy stuff for a Monday, man. Thanks.
For sure. He is David Cobb at David W. Cobb on X, college basketball, college football writer for CBS Sports. And he's brought to you by Oxbow. Oxbow is your Father's Day destination. Skip the socks. Stop getting socks and ties. We're tired of seeing them. I'm a new dad, but your dads are tired of seeing the socks and the ties. Make sure you get something they'll actually use. You can get a Yeti cooler or a cooler in general from Oxbow, and you can get free ice for life. They have Filson bags, poncho fishing gear, Genteel polos, Martin Dingman belts. They have everything you could possibly need for dad. A curated mix of rugged, refined, and ready-to-wrap gifts. He could be a sportsman, a sharp dresser, hard to shop for. The team will be there to help. They're kind, they're courteous, and there's no dumb questions you can ask. They'll show you in the direction of whatever you need for dad. Stop by and build that custom 901 gift box that says thanks dad the Memphis way. Heart and soul go into every detail at Oxbow because they believe shopping should feel personal. From trending brands to timeless classics, they are proud to bring a mix of curated gear that fits your lifestyle. Oxbow is your go-to for Father's Day done right. You can find them at 964 June Road off Poplar on June Road behind the Amoco station, or you can find them online at shopoxbow.com. That's shop OXBEAU. Oxbow is anchored in Memphis. Now we have some NFL news to get to. Aaron Rodgers signed his deal with the Steelers over the weekend. We'll give you the contract details when we return. Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Just got off the phone with David Cobb. Appreciate David.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
David, for joining for a little bit. We were talking about the NCAA house settlement that went through on Friday night after we got off of the show. And we do have some questions out there that I do want to address. I know the conversation can be convoluted. There's a lot of different pillars that come with the House NCAA settlement. But the main question that we are receiving right now is scholarship a part of the compensation that they will see going forward with the House NCAA settlement? And the short answer is no, it is not. It is separate. Scholarship funds are separate from revenue. You do not get scholarships from the revenue you generate from TV, ticket sales, and everything else. Scholarship funds are funded by donors. Donors give money that trickles down to the players. They will be paid the revenue sharing money on top of the scholarship that they receive, whether it be, you know, free room and board, free, all that. Everything you get in a full scholarship. They will receive money from the school from the revenue that they generate on the field through ticket sales, TV revenue, everything else. So completely separate. So to the person that did also ask me, are athletes going to get free education, free meals, free travel, and still get paid? Yes. Yes is the answer to that. But to the person that asked me, is a scholarship a part of the compensation? No. Scholarship is separate. Scholarship is completely separate. That's untouched. I understand it's a lot. I completely understand it a lot. It's a lot. So if you have more questions, holler at me. Let me know. Now, in the NFL, we had Aaron Rodgers officially sign with the Steelers over the weekend. Here is the deal, Connor. We wondered what that value would be. 1 year, $13.65 million with escalators up to $19.5 million through incentives. So it depends on how many games he starts. What his stats look like, how many touchdowns versus interceptions he throws. We'll probably get more details on that as the week moves along. But Aaron Rodgers is officially a Steeler, and there's a lot of excited people in Pittsburgh, including his wide receivers. And one guy we know from the city of Memphis, Calvin Austin. Brooke Pryor was able to talk with Calvin Austin, who was at an ice cream shop in Pittsburgh over the weekend doing an event, and she said, he told me he was excited to have Aaron Rodgers here in the building, and it was a relief because, as we know, this has been a long, drawn-out situation. I caught up with another Steelers player, tight end Pat Freiermuth, who got engaged this weekend, so congrats to him. He said he was also excited to have Aaron Rodgers here and that they now can take steps to get a Super Bowl. That just reflects the overall vibe of this team. It's going to be business as usual. While things have been a circus outside the building, it's been pretty calm going about their day-to-day life because that's just how the Steelers operate. I think there's a lot of winners when it comes to Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers. I think the Steelers do win ultimately because they at least have a quarterback going into this year without, you know, it being Will Howard or Mason Rudolph. I think they have lifted up their ability to compete in the AFC North. Do I think that they're at the top of the list of teams that I think will finish top? No, absolutely not. I think the Ravens will finish first. I think the Bengals are second. I'd put the Steelers in third. But when you look at the guys that should be very happy about the Aaron Rodgers signing, there's a list. There's a massive list. I think Jaylen Warren, who's a really good pass catcher, could be very good. Kenny Gainwell from Memphis as well, signed with him this offseason, has a pass catching back, third down back. I think he could be a big positive on his career having Aaron Rodgers there. But Calvin Austin III, don't overlook him. DK Metcalf, they should all be very happy that Aaron Rodgers finally decided to sign. Now, is he going to be a distraction? We talked about that on Friday. I don't know. We have yet to see that. We've seen in the past Mike Tomlin and that organization sort of keep those things under wraps, make sure that the distractions don't leak into the locker room. But with Aaron Rodgers at 41, going on 42 years of age, a lot of things could be different. But $13.65 million, I know it's going to be off the books in 1 year, but is that the bad – sort of right about where you thought it would be going into the weekend, or did you have any idea?
I really didn't have any idea, but when I saw the number, I went, yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah,
seems
sure.
Fair, with incentives of up to $19.5 million.
Now, elsewhere in the NFL, a couple of good defensive players are out there on the market.
One surprising one.
One, I'll start with the not-so-surprising one, just because the Bengals make stupid decisions all the time, and they had to get rid of this guy, and he doesn't have his DC anymore, and he feels a little bit let down by the fact that Lou Anarumo got fired and he's with the Colts. But Jermaine Pratt, one of their leading tacklers the past few years, inside linebacker, off-ball linebacker, the Bengals have released him. I would imagine that he will sign in Indianapolis before week's end. I could be wrong on that, but Lou Anarumo, their former DC, is now the DC in Indy. But the bigger surprise that everyone is discussing today, Jaire Alexander, two-time Pro Bowler, multiple-time All-Pro cornerback for the Green Bay Packers, has officially been released. Now, some people will look at this and say, what the hell are we doing? How does that make any sense? He's been one of the best cornerbacks in the league for going on, 3 to 5 years. And while that is true, it's also true that in the last 4 years, he has only had one season where he made it to 16 games. In those other three seasons, he only participated in four. And then in 2023 and 2024, he combined to play 14 games. He has not played 600 snaps since 2022, and that's a big reason that the Packers wanted to move on. That does not mean he can't stay healthy going into the future, but there are a lot of teams that are cornerback needy that could use Jaire Alexander's services. And there is a bit of intel that I would like to share regarding a certain team that I think this could help really drastically in their chase to go get over top of the Chiefs and win a Super Bowl. Before Jaire Alexander was released, the Bills and the Packers were in constant communication about Jaire Alexander being a Bill. They were trying to put together trade packages that made sense. The Bills didn't want to go over top because of the injury concerns. But now that he is released, the Bills sort of have a free push to go offer what they need to offer, see if Jaire Alexander wants into that building. That would be a massive, huge pickup for the Buffalo Bills if they're able to go make that happen. You immediately put all-pro caliber corner right there in that room. Now, they did draft Maxwell Hairston in the first round this year out of Kentucky, a cornerback that they're expecting a lot from. But what better way to learn than bringing a guy like Jaire Alexander on a probably a relatively team-friendly deal with the injury concerns to help Maxwell Hairston learn? I think this would make a lot of sense for the Buffalo Bills to pursue today.
It sounds like it makes a lot of sense to me. If you need cornerback help, there's certainly a good one out there if you can stay healthy.
Yeah, and then the final thing, did you see who signed today with the Houston Texans?
I did.
Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb is signing with the Houston Texans, one-year, $2.5 million deal with escalators up to $5 million. I don't see why that's a problem. It is what it is. I do think that there's a lot of Browns fans that will miss him, but with all of the injuries that he has sustained, almost broke his leg off 2 years ago when he got hit low by Minka Fitzpatrick, and that definitely hurt his career in a drastic way. Got hurt last year about mid-season. I think this is a good example of low risk, high reward for the Houston Texans, and it could potentially pay off. I mean, you have decent backs back there, but you have a guy who has been very rugged running in between the tackles, and he has shown on multiple occasions he can be one of the best backs in the league. Now, he's older, and he has taken a lot of hits, and the injuries have come pretty substantially the last 2 years. But if you can get a rejuvenated, rehabbed guy in Nick Chubb, that could be massive for a Houston Texans team that was very reliant on the pass game last year.
Yeah, Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb, and Damian Pierce isn't bad.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Now, I wonder how he'll sort of fit into that room with Joe Mixon sort of being the head guy. But
Mixon, he's in and out. You know, he's injury prone or has been
in
his career.
He was hurt down the stretch of last season.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that all works out. But yeah, I'm glad Nick Chubb was able to find a landing spot. Because he has been a heck of an NFL running back, and the last 2 years have just sort of, just cut his career in half. Felt like he had a lot of good years to give, and then a couple of knee injuries, and that's all it takes for a running back in today's NFL.
Yeah, when your knee explodes.
Yes.
Not good.
100%. All right, now Small Talk is on the way. Make sure you stick around right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM. And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. The Western Conference may be in trouble, Connor. Do you know why? Do you have any idea why? Well, Victor Wembanyama. We know we're in trouble with him in general. I mean, the guy is young as hell, tall as hell, already been an all-star, unbelievable on the defensive end, great on the offensive end, does things at 7'5" that we've never seen anybody 7'5" do in the history of the National Basketball Association. But no, what makes it even scarier, he was with the Shaolin Monks this weekend, and this week, I should say. He shaved his head, he practiced, he got into a monk robe, he dined with the monks. He's become the first NBA superstar in the history to practice as a Shaolin monk. And for Shaolin monks, it's very, very serious. I mean, they're Buddhist monks known for their exceptional martial arts skill and rigorous training at the Shaolin Temple in Changzhou, China. And, you know, they live a very unique lifestyle. They live by a strict code of conduct. They're vegetarian. They avoid alcohol. They are allowed to eat meat and drink alcohol, but they try to avoid it at all costs. The martial arts techniques are world-renowned, and they're very mindful. I think that's a big thing, very, very big on making sure that they have their chickens in order, as our guy, our mentals in order, as our guy Marshawn Lynch would say. So I think we're in trouble. If this guy can take something away from the Shaolin monks that he doesn't already have, we should understand that.
Well, and he is continuing the Spurs tradition of having bald players. Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, Tim Duncan.
Is he going to stay bald during the season?
I feel if you go bald now, you need to stay bald, right?
I don't know.
That should be the move.
I guess if you're with the Shaolin monks, I mean, it should mean something to you. This feels, and you brought this up off air, but I'm bringing it on air. This does feel like a Tim Duncan move.
1,000% a type of Tim Duncan. Or like a Kareem move. Like, yeah. This feels like something that, like, Kareem would have done as well back in the day. So it's just, if you're a Spurs fan, I would absolutely love that he's doing this.
Now, they do believe in traditional Chinese medicine. Their more holistic approach. So I don't know if that would scare you a little bit. We know, I mean, who was it? It was Steven Adams a couple of years ago with the Grizzlies. He wanted to go holistic with his knee and why he waited so long to get his surgery and why he was
always
out.
Forget that part.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, Wimby doesn't go that way. You know, if you have a hurt ligament, you still have to go get that treated by modern-day techniques. But, you know, some of that holistic stuff can work. That holistic approach isn't the worst thing in the world.
I would like my NBA superstar to listen to doctors.
Yes, correct. So hopefully we can get a mix of that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if he's actually Buddhist. I think he's just trying to take in some lessons.
He's just doing a side quest, He's just got side quests going on.
I want him, and until he's done, we won't get an answer. I want to know what compelled him to go to China and do this.
It does feel like, though, because one of the best NBA stories ever is when Kevin Garnett was talking about the way Tim Duncan talked S on the court, and it feels like that this is going to lead to Wimby doing very similar things. Like, he's just going to block your shot and be like, you were not spiritual enough. you were not one with yourself.
Well, you know, because they do practice martial arts. The Shaolin monks, that's what they do.
He's going to do a backflip before he blocks a shot?
This is my hope. Maybe he's trying to learn some of that martial arts so when Draymond Green presses him on the floor, you know, he has something to fight back with. Maybe that's my big hope.
He just touches like one part of Draymond's body and he just goes down.
Limp. Yeah. Sims in the locker room for a little bit just to teach him his lesson.
I also saw a great tweet that said Victor Wembanyama got injured and then went full Doctor Strange.
I wonder if some of these traditional Chinese medicines are helping him rehab from the various injuries he's had through 2 years. I wonder if that's the case. I really want to know what compelled him to do this.
I think,
honestly,
he just seems like a very...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He wanted to be more spiritual,
yeah,
be more mindful.
Yeah.
He find his zen, you know what I mean? Even though that's not...
He's one of those players where some of this stuff could come across pretentious in one way, but I think it's actually real with him. Like, I think he's genuinely interested in doing these things. So, you know, I respect it. Go
well,
do your thing.
I know that, like, with Shaolin monks and the martial arts training, it's very, this is going to sound corny, but it's very heavy on flexibility, strength, and endurance.
I think it's going to bode
well
for his
basketball. And I think flexibility, strength, and endurance, those are three things that are very, very important to being a good NBA basketball player. So we'll see if he takes over some of these lessons from the Shaolin Temple and the Shaolin monks to his Spurs team. Maybe he can take them through a little bit of training, and maybe bring the whole squad next year. Bring the whole squad. Bring De'Aaron Fox. Bring Stephon Castle. Bring everybody in with the Shaolin monks. See how that works out. All right, now let's get to hour number three. That is next. We'll lead it off talking some NBA, some NBA finals, some offseason, all that with Trevor Lane right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.